If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified so that we may know you, love you, and serve you, so that we may do as you ask and we may live in the wisdom of the Lord. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, I usually don't begin either the week or even one of my shows from this perspective, but I'm going to do it here. There is an outstanding book I'd like to recommend to you, especially as we approach Lent. The book is The Catechism of the Spiritual Life. Now, I've only read 15% of it, but I'd highly recommend you read it. In the first 15%, it's excellent. And it really reflects something that I would not expect to read from Cardinal Robert Sarra. He speaks a lot about the movement of the Holy Spirit, which for those of you who may not be Catholic, you go, oh yeah, well, we talk about that a lot. Catholics don't. Not many Catholics do. Father Tom DiLorenzo does, down also on this schedule and also on WROL. But many Catholics don't. True story, at least in the United States. You know, I always say that. It's this habit of saying, this is a true story. Well, every story I tell you is true, unless I tell you it's a parable or something else. But anyway, I'm part of an organization called a ministry called Canção Nova. It's based in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. And it's got pontifical recognition. It has houses all over the world. But Canção Nova is very charismatic. And a lot of people don't understand that in the United States. So the founder of Canção Nova, who has since passed away, is Monsignor Jonas Habib. And I met Monsignor Jonas Habib when I first went there. And he said to me some powerful words. He said, you know what you may or may not agree with this. And I'm not saying I agree with this per se. I'll explain more in a minute. But I just want to quote to you what he said. He said, the problem you have in the United States is that you rejected the charismatic renewal. And the thing is, it started there, which it did. It started in the Catholic Church. It started in Duquesne University. And strangely enough, in the Catholic Church, the movement to be more open to the Spirit came from Pope Leo XIII in the 1880s. And many of the bishops, he sent a letter to all the bishops, telling them to start a Holy Spirit novena and to be open to the Holy Spirit. And the bishops did it for a year, and then that was it. This is what we learned from the founder of the Fraternity of Priests, of which I'm also a member. So what happened was many of the non-Catholic Christians did follow being open to the Spirit, and that's why you see a lot of the other non-Catholic Christians who are filled and really rooted in many of the actions of the Holy Spirit. Pentecostalism is one, but that's, you know, that's just one. Now, we're Catholics, and many Catholics just turned away from that, and many Catholics, especially, well, in the United States, I should say, get very nervous about that, and that there's a reason for that. So what happened was many of the non-Catholic Christians embraced this, and many of the Catholics in the United States rejected it. Well, what happens is a lot of those who did Catholics who did embrace it, a lot of the people who didn't, they criticized them for taking a lot of their information from the non-Catholics, from what they will say, the Protestants. Well, Of course, because the leadership of the Catholic Church, at least here in the United States, has never embraced the charismatic renewal. So there's been very little leadership on the charismatic renewal. Now, Cardinal Sarah's book focuses on the movement of the Holy Spirit, and he acknowledges not so much the charismatic renewal, because he's speaking more generically about the movement of the Spirit, and says how much the Catholics rejected the movement of the Holy Spirit and how we have to embrace the movement of the Holy Spirit. He's not necessarily talking about the charismatic renewal. He's talking about something that's actually on a bigger scale, which again, Catholics don't normally talk about. So very powerful. The first 15% of the book, it's really powerful. How do I know the percentage? Because it's on Kindle. That's how I know. So a real interesting book. So I'm going to strongly encourage you to pick it up. It's actually published by EWTN, which I will admit, I'm not someone who would put that on the top of my list of publishers, but it's published by EWTN. It's an excellent book, at least what I've read so far, and I highly recommend it to you, especially for Lent. Catechism of the Spiritual Life by Cardinal Robert Sarah. Pardon my Boston accent there. Not that there's a problem with a Boston accent in Boston. Cardinal Robert Sarah. We'll be right back right after this. You know, you do know you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. And I'd like you to consider the invitation because people are asking me, say, well, is there any fruit from this radio program? I had some people speak to me about that the other day. And I know there are people listening. I know there are people responding. But they're saying, yeah, but we see some people coming to church, but we'd like to see more people coming to church. So what I'd like you to do is remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That is the chanted Mass, by the way. And what I'd like you to do is to come and experience the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. And if you're not ready to contribute, that's okay. What I'd like you to do is write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection instead of a donation, because you're not ready to commit to the parish or anything else. Not that we're looking, not that we normally do this. Are you committing to this parish? We don't do that. But if you'd like to come and you just feel a little uncomfortable when the collection basket comes around, just put the word piece of paper with the word radio on it. Put that into the collection. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Doesn't go for any other church or for parish. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And if I ever do, by the way, if there's anyone who owns a business and would like me to do the program, I wouldn't do it live from there, but I do it on tape from there, like me to do the program from your business, let me know, and maybe we'll do that. We could all say, remember, it's located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, so keep that in mind. Well, anyway, we're talking today about something really interesting, as we always do. Today's first reading comes from the second book of Samuel, and it's the story of David, who is being attacked, not physically, but there's a move to stage a coup of his kingdom by his own son, Absalom. And he ends up in an area of Israel where he has people who are, it's called Baharim. And there's a man there whose name is Shimei, and he is cursing David. And of course, this is back during a time. I mean, David used to kill every messenger, gave him bad news. So you can see what that must have been like. And everyone said, oh, no, should we take care of him? And he's like, no. How do you know that the Lord is not criticizing me right now? So let it go. He says, I got my own son who's coming after me. And now I'm not going to worry about what this guy's saying. How do I know this isn't the Lord cursing me? So, and he says, that how do we know the Lord isn't telling him to do this? And then I take care of him, as you know what that means. And people say, well, why have you done that? You know, this was the Lord cursing you and you needed to hear it. So very interesting concept. And we're looking at that today. Well, I was at a meeting at Salem, Boston, which is W-E-Z-E-W-R-O-L. And I think it was Basil who you heard last week. And he made an interesting thing. He was talking about the heart of the church being broken. And the Lord broke the heart of the church. Now, as Catholics, we certainly know that is absolutely true. But then what happens is he restores in a whole new way, rebuilds the church. And I think that's where we are as Catholics right now. I'd like you to listen to that, just that whole concept that, yes, we have had our hearts broken, but watch when the Lord restores. And that's something we have to look at. And one of the most powerful things I can understand is just reading this book from Cardinal Sarah. He's really reflecting on that. Not that he was there, or not that he even knows what happened at that meeting, or not that he knows that anyone's ever said those words. So it's fascinating to understand that the Lord is rebuilding the church. And I think what we can say is that we've been through this very difficult time, but the Lord is going to restore the church. So we take what we have been through as not so much a persecution from others, but as the Lord saying, you are going to fix this, but I'm the one that's going to do the fixing. You're just going to do my work. And I think that's one of the things that's going on in our church. And because our hearts have been broken, now it's time to allow the Lord to restore. And this is the attitude that David takes. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.